Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
And we welcome you back to Patriots All Access. Bob Soucy filling in for Scott Zolak with head coach Bill Belichick. And Bill, did you send Zoe down to South Florida for some early scouting or more likely beach time?
Yeah, I think Scott's down there checking things out for us. So I'm sure we'll see what that report looks like.
As we look back on the last game, before we look ahead to the Dolphins contest, we all know about the outcome and how the final minutes played out in that contest. But to get to that point, considering all the shortcomings you had personnel-wise and the way the game was played, tempo, possessions, did it kind of play out more or less the way you expected or even hoped for, considering that one or two plays changes the outcome of that game?
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a point there where, we were behind by a couple scores and, a lot to get back into the game. You know, we had a chance to, on that last drive, it was a one-score game to make it a, to come back and tie it and, a chance to send the game into overtime. It didn't look like there was going to be a great opportunity for that a few minutes earlier. So, it was good to be able to fight back and get into that position. I thought our players really competed all the way through the game. We just didn't, unfortunately, coach or play well enough to, affect the outcome.
As crazy as this thought sounds, and it might be somewhat of a hypothetical, because you see it sometimes in the college game, when you score the touchdown with James White, is there ever a thought in a situation like that, considering all the circumstances of that game, that context, to go for two?
Yeah, we talked about it. Absolutely, yeah, we thought about it. But I think at that point we kind of felt like we were, maybe a little bit of the momentum and the quality of the game had shifted, in our favor. We're a little better offensively. We're a little better defensively, and that extending the game wouldn't, be a big disadvantage for us. So, so we played for overtime.
One of the plays that turned that game defensively was the strip sack by Jabal Sheard, leading to your second defensive score in as many weeks. How pleased are you with the way he's come in and really evolved his role with this team?
Yeah, Jabal's done a great job for us, and that was a huge play in the game. It really put us back into the game. And to have that, as you said, come up 2 weeks in a row, that's a good trend, one we'd like to continue.
Division foe, obviously they've gone through a season of continuous transitions with the coaching staff, and they have some young players, though, who've emerged of late. How dangerous is this opponent on Sunday, considering that you've gone against the Dolphins in that setting before in South Florida, and traditionally it's been a tough place to play?
Yeah, it's always tough down there, and they did a good job against us last year in the opener. They've got a very explosive team offensively. They're at the top of the league in big play runs. They're at the top of the league in big play passes. Defensively, they have a real good front. They lead the league in negative runs, runs for negative yardage. Really good skill players, really explosive team, and very dangerous.
Jay Ajayi, the rookie out of Boise State, wasn't around the first time you played them. Devontae Parker's come along. They have a new offensive coordinator, though. What changes have you seen for Miami since that first meeting?
Not a lot. I think that when Coach Campbell took over, that was really the big change. And this has just been kind of a continuation of what they've been doing since whatever it was, week four, week five, when Dan Campbell took over.
You're taking the team away from Foxborough, but earlier than usual because of the Winter Classic, so you'll have a couple of extra days in Miami in preparation. How similar is this to late last season, the experience you had in San Diego, and what benefits could there be when it comes to team bonding, especially considering all the new guys you've brought into this organization this year?
Well, I think it's in some respects similar to the San Diego trip, just a lot shorter. We went to San Diego. We got in Sunday night after the Green Bay game. So here it'll be Thursday night. So that's, quite a bit of – it's a different time frame. But, our team will be by itself, together, where it probably needs to be at this time of year, and I'm sure that that'll be beneficial for us.
And time now for our Twitter ace ticket question. It comes from Fran in Marblehead. With one game left, your team is second in the league in sacks, and I know there's more to measuring a defense than simply sacks, but she wants to know, how big of a role has it been to your overall defensive play to have that sack total where it is?
Well, I think anytime you can create a negative play defensively, it just puts you very far ahead in the down and distance situation. So anything, whether it's a sack, a negative run, could be an offensive penalty that forces the offense to get off a track where they can't go first down, second and medium, third and short, and they either in second long or third and long, then the advantage swings to the defense. So those plays that create that situation, whether You cause them the running game, the passing game, or it could be an offensive mistake that puts the offense in that situation. It just, you know, tilts the scales in favor of the defense.
There's only one way for you to ask the coach a question, and it's by Twitter. Follow us at Patriots, and of course, hashtag AskBB. Coach, we've got the Bellastrator coming up, a lot to look forward to.
It's an explosive play from those Dolphins.
I will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.